From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Kavitha George with a local and statewide news update. Six candidates are seeking three Juneau area seats in the Alaska legislature. We asked them, what is your position on increasing school funding amid what might be a budget crisis or a budget issue? Please explain your position on school funding. Here's how they answered at an October 9th forum we hosted with the Juneau Empire and League of Women Voters in Juneau.
My name is Andy Story, and I'm running for State House in District 34.
I think it's critically important that we increase our funding towards schools. A $100 increase is $30 million statewide. So when I talk about a fiscal plan, we need to be making some strategic investments for things that we value. And we also have lost some ground in the last few years. So should there be a glide pass, or it should be $125 to help making up ground. And we have to remember that we are talking about positions, jobs that we can keep for our kids. If we can keep teachers hired, we're saving money and not having to retrain staff. If we have to give them a pink slip and then we lose them, and we have to hire somebody else from down south because someone leaves because they don't think that they have employment here. So to me, it is just critically important that we increase our funding for education.
I'm Don Etheridge, running as an independent for Senate seat Q.
I think the education is definitely very important. We need to fund education, and we need to forward fund education so schools have the opportunity to plan ahead, and they can do a better job if they have the ability to plan instead of just wait until the last minute and think, oh, now we can do that. No planning time is just terrible way to try to work. And I would also include vocational training in that. We need to get vocational training back in the schools so that we can train some of our kids that's not planning on going to college so that they can go to work when they get out of school in a trade. And I think it really will make a benefit to the whole community.
I'm Jesse Keel. I'm running for the Alaska State Senate in Senate District Q.
You know, there's no better investment in our families and our economy than the next generation of workers and entrepreneurs. So I think what this year is the first year in three or four we did roughly half a year's inflation proofing. Forward funding is important, but we have to keep up with the buying power of the dollar. I mean, it's just vitally important that we invest in education. There are some other things that we can do along with that. I think the Alaska College of Education, which is now centered at UAS, and I worked hard on that on the assembly, can grow more Alaskan teachers. That can reduce turnover, especially in our rural communities. That can help our schools operate both more effectively and more efficiently. We also, I think, should increase teacher retention by returning the option of earning a pension. We're the only state in the union where that's not available to our teachers, and that's vitally important.
My name is Chris Diamond, and I'm running as an independent candidate to represent all of the residents of District 33.
I've said several times tonight that education is the single most important investment we can make in this state. We have got to ensure that we're giving our children the educational opportunities that they need, whether that's vocational classes, art classes, life skills classes. Those classes not only give kids the opportunity to maintain and take care of their homes in the future, whether they go down a vo-tech path or whether they go down a college career path, but those life skills classes and art classes keep our children engaged. Those are classes that help keep children to see themselves through to graduation. We've got to make sure that we're paying for those types of classes and funding education, forward funding it, and providing, like Jesse said, our teachers need a defined benefit so that we have a stable workforce.
I'm Sarah Hannon, and I'm running for House District 33. Well, as a career educator, of course, this is a passion for me, and I don't think that we can save any money by deferring maintenance on our children. We have to invest in every child's education every year they're there, and I think we need to start earlier. I want the state to have a state-operated preschool program. Not mandatory, but I want three-year-olds and four-year-olds who currently arrive as kindergartners and first graders without the skills to succeed to have the opportunity to get them if they don't come from a home that can. And I think 20 years down the road, that gives us some cost savings when it shows us how well kids can learn if they get the same start as everyone else. We talk about it as a budget item because it's our biggest expenditure, but it is not an area where it saves us any money to not fund education.
Thank you, Sarah. This is Jerry Nan Curvis, candidate for House District 34.
I think we need to continue to forward fund like we did this last year. We shouldn't have the teachers getting pink slipped. They should know that they've got a job coming up. I'd also like to speak to growing our local teachers. We are hiring far too many teachers from out of state to teach Alaskan kids. To that end, the municipality has given $1 million with the help from a bunch of the citizens in town as well, given $1 million to the Teachers Excellence Fund to push education at our local university, grow our local teachers. We will keep them longer. Also, I wanted to speak back real quick to what somebody else said. If we've got room in our schools to put more facilities in there, such as daycare facilities, we need to utilize that space. We've lost kids, we've got space, we can get them in there.
Enrollment has declined across the University of Alaska system for the last few years, but at the Southeast campus, enrollment is actually up for the first year students. There are also more students enrolled in career and technical programs. And as KTOO's Adeline Baxter explains, that may have something to do with a tuition discount for certain courses.
It's a Wednesday evening in the Glacier Room at the University of Alaska Southeast. Outreach coordinator Sue Reyes is hosting an off-to-college event for prospective students. Turnout isn't great, but she's not discouraged.
Three or four, some with parents, some by themselves, and, you know, maybe just a parent come in.
She visits the local high schools every week, and she and her colleagues also attend college conferences around Alaska and the Northwest.
That's really been, like, an initiative for us, is just to do a little bit more recruiting events and getting with our community to just let them know that UAS is here and we're here to help.
Overall, enrollment at UAS is down more than 3% from last year. That's not bad considering it's the smallest campus in the UA system. At Anchorage and Fairbanks, enrollment has declined even more. UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield presented more numbers for this school year at a Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon last week.
Our first-time students, including our freshman students, but also others coming back for the very first time, are up by 10%.
One of the things Caulfield highlighted was the fact that enrollment in career and technical programs went up 19% for UAS this year. That's classes like nurse aid training, heavy machinery and diesel mechanics for mining, and marine transportation. Caulfield said the increase is thanks in part to stepped-up recruitment and a 25% tuition decrease for some classes that the UA Board of Regents approved last year. It took effect for the first time this fall.
Of course, we're going to look closely to make sure that it's accomplishing what we want it to do, which was to encourage more young people to look at career and technical education career opportunities here in Southeast Alaska.
The discount reduces tuition for a $200 per credit class to $150 per credit. It applies on a course-by-course basis to about 50 programs and more than 300 classes across the university system. Overall, the number of people enrolled in these courses at UAS is still small, less than 70 students. Caulfield says he hopes to see that number grow over time, especially as they work to increase the pipeline between high school and campus.
The more we can build a relationship with the high schools, so that even high school students can earn college credits and have the benefit of that 25% tuition reduction while they're still in high school and they're already on a pathway into a college program before they graduate high school.
He says they're also looking outside Alaska to students enrolled in community colleges in the Pacific Northwest who may want the chance to study fisheries and marine biology in an environment that offers hands-on research experience.
We're working hard on the outreach. We're working hard to help them understand, you know, what's available at UAS and what's special about what we offer, and it's paying off, so we're excited about that.
Caulfield said they have a budget request to hire an additional recruiter for next year. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
This afternoon, weather mostly cloudy with a high near 46.